Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
There's some really clear points that I want to clarify here, particularly around the information that was passed by Scott Rush's father. It's important to really clear the record on this matter. It's been reported that the AFP took the tip off from Scott Rush's father and then promised that his son would be prevented from leaving Australia, and his information was then provided to the Indonesian authorities as the bulk of the knowledge that the AFP had of the Bali Nine Syndicate. This is simply not true. On the 7th of April, a seconded member working with the AFP's counter-terrorism unit received a phone call from a lawyer acting on behalf of Scott Rush's father. In the phone call, the lawyer asked if he could put his friend in touch, a friend of his, Scott Rush's father, in touch with the police. The officer said yes, and Scott's father called him shortly afterwards. I'm advised that at no time in either of these conversations with either Mr. Rush or indeed his lawyer did the officer promise that Scott Rush would not be stopped from travelling to Bali. As a matter of fact, nor did he have the ability to do so. Claims that the AFP gave these assurances to Scott Rush would be stopped and warned before he left Australia are completely incorrect. The individual police officers involved with those conversations have in fact tendered sworn affidavits and evidence to the federal court matter to that effect. After his phone call with Scott Rush's father, the officer placed what's called a travel alert on Scott Rush, which Scott triggered, when he presented for customs immigration checks on the 8th of April. The important point to note here is that Scott Rush was linked to three airport alerts, not one, but three. First, the alert that was placed on as a result of the conversations with his father. The second, an alert was placed because proximate to the same time, an anonymous information came into Crime Stoppers, into New South Wales, and a pass alert or an alert was put on at the same time. The third one was another alert that had been previously put on in relation to one of the subsequent people arrested in Bali. He was directly linked through travel bookings with that individual. So on three separate occasions, Scott Rush was linked to this syndicate. The important point to make here is that if Scott Rush's father or his lawyer acting on his behalf had never made contact with the AFP, we would still be in exactly the same position we are today. It made absolutely no difference. It's also been reported that some of the information that Scott Rush's father gave us, in other words, that his son may have been going overseas to do no good, formed the basis of our complaint to the Indonesians. Not one bit of the information that came from Scott Rush's father made its way to Indonesia. Not one bit. Travelling on the same flight as Scott were Michael Tugai and Tan Nguyen, who the AFP became aware of on April the 8th as well. At this time, as the Commissioner said, the AFP only had fragmented information about the syndicate. We had bits and pieces of information that had come to us beforehand to form a basis of putting airport alerts on. Other individuals were being picked up at the same time, on the 7th and on the 8th. And we were putting together a picture because when the analysis was done then and there on that day, there were a coalescence of information. In other words, tickets were paid for at the same place in cash, passports were issued at the same time, and the linkages were put together. Given this time frame, and the information that was available, as opposed to evidence, and I want to make it quite clear, there is a mile and a half between information and evidence that was available. The AFP had absolutely no grounds to arrest any of the individuals at that particular time.